Good morning. I'm Muriel Bowser. I'm calling to order this meeting of the Planning, Program Development, and Real Estate Committee of the Metro Board of Directors. I represent the District of Columbia on the board, and I would like to recognize the presence of a quorum with Mr. Costa, Ms. Hampshire Cohen, and Mr. Dyke, with all of the jurisdictions being represented. We have before us today's agenda, and I would seek approval of today's agenda from the members. It's been moved and seconded. Are there any additions, changes, corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor of the agenda as presented, say aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? Then the agenda is approved as presented. Likewise, members have been distributed the minutes from last month's meeting, and I would seek approval of. It's been moved and seconded. Are there any corrections or changes to the minutes as circulated? Hearing none, I'll ask for approval of those amendments. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. There are two items on the agenda for the planning and, yes. Oh, yes. Okay, I would like to recognize you to present the safety contact.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the board. Just as a reminder, if the building's alarm goes off, we'd ask you to exit via one of the exits, cross the street at 5th and F Streets, and if you notice, there's fencing around the yard, so we would assemble at the corner on the sidewalk to take attendance and make sure everyone's accounted for. Our safety contact this morning deals with the summer. As we approach summer months, don't put yourself at risk for serious injury by forgetting these simple safety tips. Summertime cruising. Buckle up properly. Bottom strap across hips and shoulder strap across chest. Do not be distracted by other passengers, motorists, cell phones, radios, etc. Stay focused. Obey car and booster seat guidelines and remember to share the road watching for motorcycles, bicycles, and pedestrians. Splish splash, Marco Polo. Do not dive in less than 9 feet of water. No board, no diving. Never swim alone. Buddy up. At the ocean, be cautious of undertows and waves. Never exceed your ability. Motorized watercrafts can be every bit as dangerous as automobiles. Be watchful, defensive, obey the rules, and keep your distance. No redos. Do not combine alcohol and water-related activities. Bicycle riding. Wear a helmet properly. A helmet should be worn snug, fitted, and level. Replace the helmet after 3 to 5 years or if cracked. Be seen. Dining. Bacteria eats every kind of food, even Brussels sprouts, and grows at temperatures above freezing to generally around 165 degrees. When grilling, use a meat thermometer to make sure you cook meat and poultry thoroughly. You are more likely to get food poisoning than the flu. Enjoying the Big Bang. Fireworks are dangerous. Leave the lighting of fireworks to the professionals. Soak up the sun. Avoid being outdoors during the midday sun if possible. Always use sunscreen. Be aware of the signs of heat stress. And remember, summer is not the time to check your common sense or throw caution to the winds. Mm-hmm. Be safe. Thank you. That concludes our safety contact.
Excellent information. So let's turn to now the action items on the agenda. The first being the staff seeks approval of the board for conveyance of land at Branch Avenue Metro Station in Maryland to the Maryland State Highway Administration for the purposes of building a new Metro Access Board. So I'd like Mr. Wall now to present his recommendations to the committee.
Good morning, and thank you, Chair Bowser and members of the committee. Our first item this morning is a request for the board approval to convey 3.09 acres of land at the Branch Avenue Station of the Maryland State Highway Administration. SHA is seeking to improve access to the Branch Avenue Metro Station by conducting a new pedestrian bridge over Maryland Route 5, Branch Avenue, and a new metro access road, Woods Way, with sidewalks from Branch Avenue to the Metro Station. This project will include upgrades to existing roadways in the area to include additional turn lanes and sidewalks. The new access road is highlighted in blue on this picture, and the property needed from WMATA is roughly outlined in the red box, about approximately 3.09 acres. The property currently serves as a driveway within the WMATA commuter parking lot. The conveyance will be at no cost to SHA, as it will benefit the authority in the form of new transit improvements. Three existing parking spaces will be impacted by the new access road. However, these spaces will be relocated elsewhere within the WMATA property to ensure that there is no net loss of parking. As I mentioned on the previous slide, the project will also incorporate new pedestrian access enhancements with a new bridge over Branch Avenue and new sidewalks to the station. With these benefits, the project will bring to the bring the station access to Branch Avenue. Staff is recommending board approval to convey 3.09 acres of land at Branch Avenue to the Maryland State Highway Administration. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Wall, Mr. Dyke? Is your microphone on?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You referenced the fact that it was being conveyed at no cost. Could you elaborate on that component and just from a procedural perspective so we understand going forward, if there are other situations where there's, you know, it's done basically for free, what's the reason for that or the rationale for it?
There is actually a board resolution from 2008 that authorizes Metro to convey property to our jurisdictions for just this type of project in terms of transit access improvement projects. That's the basis for the conveyance.
Okay. So this is something we've done in the past, and so there's some precedent for that.
We have indeed, yes.
Okay.
Can you give us some examples of, I guess, contributions to the jurisdictions for transit improvement projects?
The most recent example would be last year's conveyance to the City of Alexandria of the King Street Station property for them to rebuild the bus loop and do station plaza improvements at that station. And that was done at no cost, and the full cost of the construction is borne by the City of Alexandria.
So if it's a transportation-related project?
Correct, yep.
Okay. Has the land been assessed? Do we know what the value of the contribution is?
We have not yet assessed this land. What happens is that we will convey it fee simple to the state. If for whatever reason the state should not build the road, or if at any point in the future it ceases to be an access road, the property will revert back to WMATA.
Okay. Are there further questions for Mr. Wall?
Okay.
Okay, hearing no questions, all those in favor of approving the conveyance of land at Branch Avenue to the State of Maryland, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The ayes have it, and the committee will report a unanimous recommendation to the board. The next item on the agenda is the approval of an exchange of property interests between the District of Columbia and Metro at the north entrance of the Congress Heights Metro Station. This exchange will allow Metro to have full property interest at the station. So I'll turn to Mr. Wall to present this item.
Thank you. Our second item this morning is a request for board approval for exchange of property between Metro and the District of Columbia at the Congress Heights Metro Station. The District of Columbia is in the process of implementing a major mixed-use redevelopment of the 183-acre St. Elizabeth's East Campus. To facilitate this project, the district is investing over $100 million in infrastructure improvements for the campus. One of the key elements of this infrastructure improvement is the extension of 13th Street Southeast across Alabama Avenue Southeast into the St. Elizabeth's East Campus. This new road will serve as a gateway to the St. E's mixed-use development. Currently, Metro only owns approximately half of the property below our Congress Heights Metro Station. The bus loop and kiss and ride sit on half of our property, and the other half sits on District of Columbia property. We own the property outline in red, as shown on the photo on the slide. The remaining property is owned by the district. Through a proposed property exchange, Metro will convey to the district the half-acre property roughly depicted in yellow on this slide, labeled as WMATA 2DC. In exchange, we will receive from the district a one-acre property outlined in red, labeled DC to WMATA. Further, Metro's bus operations, parking, and real estate station planning staff have been working very closely with the district on the design of the new proposed road, along with the required reconfiguration and reconstruction of our bus loop and kiss and ride facilities in accordance with Metro's design standards. The proposed new entrance road and other infrastructure investments on the campus will also enhance access to the station for those who work and live on the East Campus, as well as those who work on the GSA-controlled West Campus. All design, engineering, and construction costs for the impact of WMATA facilities will be funded solely by the District of Columbia. To help the district implement this infrastructure project and secure full ownership of our station property, staff recommends board approval of the exchange of property between Metro and the District of Columbia at Congress Heights Station. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Wall? Any questions for Mr. Wall? Well, I'll just say that the redevelopment of the Congress Heights Metro presents one of the greatest, there's another one, is at Anacostia Metro Station, for the type of development that has been promised east of the river in the District of Columbia for a long time. And so to the extent that this exchange helps Metro, better plan for bus operations and the district consolidate some land, I think it is perfectly in keeping with our joint development objective. So I'm very happy to support it. If there are no further questions, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The ayes have it. And the committee will recommend a unanimous recommendation to the Board of Directors. Is there any further business before the committee? We'll come back to that, because I know that the Governance Committee has an issue about a review of joint development policies. Certainly that this committee may be interested in jointly discussing, and we'll come back to that discussion as well. If there's no further business, we're done for the day, and it's 10:19, and we're adjourned.